The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. In this episode of Squeeze Shortcuts, we're going to talk about Ash Barty. She's had a year to remember, winning the French Open and spending 8 weeks as world number one. All eyes will be on her as the final Grand Slam of the year, the US Open, takes place this week. So we're keen to know more about this Aussie tennis prodigy. In this episode, we'll talk about her life growing up, her tennis hiatus, and how she made her way back and into world number one. Squeeze Shortcuts is your shortcut to more than the headlines. I'm Kate Watson.
And I'm Claire Kimball.
Claire, Ash Barty started playing tennis when she was 4 years old, and by all accounts, it was apparent from her very first lesson that she had the knack for it. In fact, her coach in her junior years, Jim Joyce, didn't take players younger than 7 years old, but when he saw her hit a ball, he was like, "You can come back next week."
You would have to forgive him for welcoming her back for lessons just on a cuteness scale.
Yes.
She was just adorable. As she was heading towards 5 years old, by all accounts, she was really able to just pick up a racket and hit a tennis ball. So that's where it all started for her.
Her dad affectionately speaks of the moment Ash was born. He says it was obvious to look at her that she was a throwback to his Indigenous heritage.
Ash Barty grew up in Ipswich in Queensland, which is just outside of Brisbane for anyone who knows that area of the country. Her father, Robert, is an Indigenous man on his maternal side. He was also the general manager of Indigenous services at the Queensland State Library. Her mother, Josie, is the daughter of English immigrants. She is a radiographer at the Ipswich Hospital, which is where Ash was born. And together with her two sisters, they've talked quite a lot collectively about the sacrifices that they've all made as a family for Ash to pursue her tennis dream.
Ash often talks about being a proud Indigenous woman. She likes showing off her true blue Aussiness as she travels around the world. That's a direct quote. She credits fellow legendary Indigenous tennis player Yvonne Goolagong Cawley as a mentor and an inspiration. And coincidentally, when she became the fifth Australian to take the top ranking in the world, she was the first woman since Goolagong Cawley. So that's a bit serendipitous. So back to tennis, Ash Barty turned pro in 2010 and won Junior Wimbledon in 2011 at the age of 15. In this next section, we'll look at the first phase of her career and her break from tennis. Winning Junior Wimbledon is a huge achievement for a 15-year-old, but in recent times, Ash has spoken a lot about how that probably happened a bit too soon, and she found the grueling travel schedule and the time away from home on tour to be really tough.
There's a lot of pressure on these kids when they really hit that circuit. Impossible to think of any 15-year-old that I know that would be able to handle that. And her father has talked quite extensively as well about what it was like in 1 year during that time when he saw his daughter for just 27 days. It's a lot of strain on a whole family, let alone the individual who's trying to pursue a professional sporting career at that young age. So it was then after the US Open in 2014, 4 years already, into a career at just 18 that a burned out Ash Barty called time on her tennis career.
Interestingly, Goolagong Cawley appears again in this chapter of Barty's story. Her advice to her was to take some time away, her words, drop a line in the water, go fishing or something, get away from it. Barty talks about after that decision, she met the Aussie cricket team. That was in the summer of 2014, 2015, and thought that having a go at a team sport might be a bit of fun. It was Andy Richards, the coach of the Brisbane Heat, a women's big bash team, that heard Ash was interested in trying her hand at cricket. It was only a few months after her first net session, which for the non-cricketers is just literally training, hitting balls in the net, that Barty made her debut for the Brisbane Heat in the inaugural Women's Big Bash League.
So that's what you do, right? You just pick up a cricket bat and have a go at that. You've just walked away from a professional tennis career at just 18 years old and then all of a sudden think, well, I'm just going to play first grade cricket.
She's pretty talented.
She really is. Some people just have that natural knack, don't they? So incredible that then she had a go at that. It was during that time, though, that she realised that tennis was her true calling. It was her love and she commenced that comeback in 2016.
Note that Andy Richards, that cricket coach, has said that he hopes to get her back into cricket one day. Watch this space.
Yeah, good luck.
But tennis fans obviously went wild when they found out that Ash was coming back. Let's now have a look at that remarkable comeback. The comeback started in 2016, where she began working with a new coach, Craig Tizer, who she's still with. And she really started from the bottom, Claire, playing tournaments all around the world to try and firstly get a ranking.
So coming back into professional tennis as an unranked player, within 6 months, she'd gained a ranking of 325. 325, there's a lot of people ahead of you, but to be able to go from an unranked position, I think the ranking started 1,000 up to 325 within 6 months is really an incredible feat in and of itself.
As far as how she plays the game, I think it's quite clear that she really is quite the athlete, but plenty's also been written about how hard she works, that she's a perfectionist, and also her newfound mental strength. And then there's the technical aspects of her game.
So I've been quite captured by what people have actually had to say that is the magic behind Ash Barty's game. It's not that she's just well regarded by her fellow players or that she's got a fairly down-to-earth kind of attitude. It's that technically she is one of the best in the game. Experts rank Barty's backhand slice and her net game as the best in the women's sport going around these days. And apparently she has a very effective second serve, which is rivaled only by Serena Williams. Also in her bag of tricks is just this general touch and feel for the game. Experts say that few surpass her on that. Just her instinctive game is just so very dominant.
What she might do in the next decade. I guess also it's important to mention that a lot has been spoken, written about her attitude, how humble she is. She never says I, she always talks about we, the team. You like the quote about her puppies?
I do. Who doesn't like puppies? But yeah, to point to really how normal she is. One of the quotes that I was quite captured by was a recent one after her French Open success and becoming the world number one. She said that she just likes being at home with the puppies, with a cup of coffee, with her family. And really happiness for her is just that normality.
Being home, she goes out with a pro golfer, actually, Gary Kizik. Look at her Instagram, a few photos of them together. She seems pretty chuffed about it.
Yeah, the one thing I'd probably argue with her, she likes cleaning a house as some sort of normal kind of life. I'd be quite happy to give that up, I reckon, if I was world number one.
I don't really get that. Ash, we get you apart from that. One thing we do in Squish Shortcuts is always give you a recommendation for further reading or further listening. A quick Google of Ash will pull up so much information, but it's an interview with her father and her former coach, Jim Joyce, by Tennis Australia that I reckon's worth a watch. That really got me. It gives you a really great sense of who she is and how her family and peers see her.
That recent interview that I just mentioned before in Stella magazine, it's behind a paywall, but if you've got a subscription to the Daily Telly, the Herald Sun, the Courier Mail, one of those, you'll be able to access that interview, as I say, post that French Open victory. So quite a really good snapshot of her and how normal she is post that great success.
We'll put all those links in your episode notes, and all of this is also available on our website, thesqueeze.com.au/shortcuts. That's your shortcut to Ash Barty. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. If you're looking for a shortcut to something specific, don't hesitate to reach out to us at hello@thesqueeze.com.au. Catch you next week.